You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Chris Hipkins has today announced an overhaul of Three Waters. It has been a contentious piece of legislation due to certain aspects of what it entails. What is not contentious is how bad water infrastructure in Aotearoa, New Zealand is. I spoke with research fellow at Otago University, Marnie Prickett, about Three Waters and the need for better infrastructure. I also spoke with Marnie about the recent report from the Ministry of Environment that stated just 2% of large lakes were in good or very good health. Marnie began by highlighting why our waters are so polluted.
That's a question which I think most of your listeners will probably know the answer to now. There's been big conversations about it over the last, you know, particularly the last 10 years. But there are a number of reasons. We have not recognised that rivers and lakes and their health are actually really an intrinsic part of our health, and we've often treated them as drains to take away our waste. And so that waste is coming from us sometimes. It's human waste. It's our sewage that overflows and gets into streams and rivers and lakes, and in Auckland to the beaches. And then also we've intensified our agricultural system really intensely over the last 10 to 20 years, and that has a huge impact on the rivers and lakes and groundwater as well.
And how can we go about changing this? Is it possible to reverse this damage, or is it a case of too little too late?
I think it's really possible to reverse this damage. I think it's really important. That was one of my criticisms of the report, actually, that it didn't really give a sense of, it just gave a sense of we are documenting the decline of our waterways and the environment that we rely on and that we love. It didn't really give a sense of how we're going to get ourselves out of that problem. And I'll give... if you sort of indulge me a little bit, I'll tell a story of a place where we can. It's just a really nice example of how we get out of this, and that is a farm in Katikati. It's around in the Bay of Plenty. Some people will be familiar with the Bay of Plenty, just outside of Katikati, draining into the harbour there. 25 years ago, their farm was looking very degraded. The streams were really, really impacted by years of pretty hard sheep farming in particular, but sheep and beef, I guess, on that farm. And over the last 25 years, they've undertaken a series of retiring land, so putting stuff that's kind of marginal in terms of how much profit it makes, but really intensely erodible land, so lots of sediment and things coming off it. They've retired that land, they've planted it up. They've also retired the boggy land as well, the places that really want to be wetlands, that are kind of desperately trying to get back to wetlands and forced into pasture. They've retired those areas as well. They've retired the strips down the edges of the streams, and they've really turned things around there in quite a dramatic way. And 25 years, that's not, that's imaginable for most of us, you know, and you put steps in the way, put steps along the way to achieve that, and you obviously see benefits long before the 25 years. There's a whole lot of other things that come along with planting up marginal parts of your farm, but that's a really good example of where they've absolutely turned that around. They have 25% less pasture on their farm now, but they're actually making more money than they were before and having a vastly less impact on the environment. So it's really feasible. It just needs determination, it needs commitment, and it particularly needs political will, because we've got a lot of very heavily invested agribusiness interests which aren't driving towards that same outcome and are holding us all up.
Is it possible to, with this agribusiness interest, is it possible to manage agriculture and healthy waterways? How do we go about this conversation without it being seen as a way of people in cities blaming farmers and vice versa?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think that the way that we do that is that we recognise, you know, it's the same for climate change. You know, individuals can do certain things, and obviously I've given you an example of an individual farming family that have really taken matters into their own hands and turned things around. But the other thing that we need to think about is systems, right? So if you are working in a system which is was never designed with the natural environment in mind, it was never sensitive to that natural environment, it was never sort of active, you know, it didn't have as its goal the restoration or protection of that environment. If that's a system that you're working in, which is the case for a lot of farmers, you know, they've got they've been pushed into very high input operations like big irrigation systems, lots of fertilizer, lots of imported feed. If you're working in that system, you need support to get out, because actually you're in a situation which is kind of bigger than you. It's quite hard as an individual to respond to it. So I guess that the way that we need to think about our problems is as system problems, rather than individualizing it and personalizing it and making it about, well, you're a terrible person, you've done the wrong thing. We need to set up systems which drive us towards the outcomes that we all want, rather than just kind of having a tennis match back and forth.
And speaking of sort of hot topics and things that there is a lot of back and forth about, Chris Hipkins is announcing changes to the Three Waters policy today. Why is this such a contentious piece of policy, and why is he changing it?
Yeah, well, that's another really good question. And I think, like, just to go back to what we were talking about before in terms of systems, you know, this is another really good example of we have really major wastewater problems in New Zealand, you know, especially, I mean, you guys in Auckland you know this kind of firsthand, that your beaches are often flushed with sewage after heavy rain. So we've got problems with our infrastructure. And again, that's a systems problem. Individual Aucklanders aren't going to be able to deal with sewage on their own. It's something that we have to do collectively as a society, and we have to make decisions and goals that are going to prioritise people's health. So that's just to say that's another, these water issues really require collective action. They can't be fought by individuals alone. And why is it a contentious issue? First of all, I think it's really important to kind of separate out contention from the actual discussion of Three Waters infrastructure itself. Three Waters has become kind of this cover-all, almost kind of conspiracy theory level term, whereas actually Three Waters means stormwater, drinking water, wastewater. That's the Three Waters, and it's long been termed that by engineers and water engineers. They've called it the Three Waters. What's happened is that I think that some people have seen Three Waters as a bit of a wedge issue. They've tapped into people's underlying racist, really, worries about co-governance, and really unnecessary worries and fears about co-governance. They've tapped into that, and they've driven this as a wedge issue, I think. They've used it strategically. I think there are some legitimate worries around Three Waters in terms of, is this system fit for purpose? Is it going to move us where we need to go? You know, we're heading into a climate, a changed climate, a climate with much more pressures. Is the system going to deliver what it needs to deliver? So I would say that for most of us, getting safe and good quality drinking water, having our sewage go somewhere where it's not going to be a health hazard, having good stormwater systems to cope with the intensity of the storms that we're going to see more frequently, I'd say that's not contentious at all. And I'd say that we can, if we were able to have a sensible conversation about it, we could work through the issues with co-governance. But unfortunately, it's been kind of hyped up and amped up, and for kind of quite nasty reasons.
That was Marnie Prickett on the state of lakes and Three Waters.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.